Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Wisdom literature closes the door on the grand narrative of the rise and fall of kingdoms, the unfolding of God's covenant promises, and the dramatic details of the nation of Israel. Virtually none of this is mentioned as we read the story of Job and the writings of Solomon. It's as if we've stepped into the private world of men, dealing with the issues of life, raising families, developing good business practices, social interactions, charitable endeavors, and grappling with one's relationship with God. Largely, although there is one glorious exception in this book, these nuggets of truth have been discovered by men. Only in Job do we have the recorded words of God himself. It's appropriate, then, for Job to discuss the character of wisdom itself, Job 28, verses 1 to 28. As we read the eloquent beauty of the following words, we must remind ourselves that we're listening to a man who has endured a full-force satanic attack, and by his own confession, quote, escaped by the skin of my teeth, chapter 19, verse 20. He is composing this while covered in boils and sitting in ashes. He begins by reminding us that the world's great treasures aren't found lying on the surface. Quote, surely there is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth, and copper is smelted from ore. Man searches every recess for ore in the darkness and the shadow of death. Chapter 28, verses 1 to 3. The metals and gems lie deep underground in places that, quote, no bird knows, nor has the fierce lion passed over it, verses 7 and 8. To find this treasure, he, quote, overturns the mountains, cuts out channels in the rocks, and dams up the streams, verses 9 to 11. We can see where Job is going with this. Do you expect that finding wisdom will be easier than finding gold or sapphires? Not likely.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.